241. WTNT 35 KNHC 131,456. Bat 5. Bulletin Tropical Storm Echo Beto Advisory Number 8. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL052024. 11 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time Tuesday, August 13, 2024. Echo Beto a little stronger as it passes just south of St. Kitts and Nevis. Hurricane watch issued for the Virgin Islands, Vieques, and Culebra. Summary of 11 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time 1500 hours Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 16.9 North 62.6 West. About 155 miles, 250 kilometers east-southeast of St. Croix. About 250 miles, 405 kilometers east-southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Maximum sustained winds 50 miles per hour, 85 kilometers per hour. Present movement west-northwest, or 290 degrees at 18 miles per hour, 30 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 1003 millibar, 29.62 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory. A hurricane watch has been issued for the U.S. Virgin Islands, Culebra, and Vieques. The government of Antigua and Barbuda has issued a hurricane watch for the British Virgin Islands. Summary of watches and warnings in effect. A hurricane watch is in effect for U.S. Virgin Islands, British Virgin Islands, Vieques and Culebra. A tropical storm warning is in effect for St. Kitts, Nevis, Montserrat, Antigua, Barbuda, and Anguilla. Guadeloupe. St. Martin and St. Barthélemy. St. Martin. British Virgin Islands. U.S. Virgin Islands. Puerto Rico. Vieques and Culebra. A hurricane watch means that hurricane conditions are possible within the watch area, in this case within the next 12 hours or so. A tropical storm warning means that tropical storm conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area within 36 hours. Interests elsewhere in the northeastern Caribbean should monitor the progress of Echo Beto. For storm information specific to your area in the United States, including possible inland watches and warnings, please monitor products issued by your local National Weather Service Forecast Office. For storm information specific to your area outside of the United States, please monitor products issued by your National Meteorological Service. Discussion and Outlook. At 11 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time, 1500 hours Coordinated Universal Time, the center of Tropical Storm Echo Beto was located near latitude 16.9 north, longitude 62.6 west. Echo Beto is moving toward the west-northwest near 18 miles per hour, 30 kilometers per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through tonight. A motion toward the northwest and then north at a slower forward speed is expected on Wednesday and Thursday. On the forecast track, the center of Echo Beto should pass near or over the Virgin Islands this evening, and then pass just to the northeast and north of Puerto Rico tonight and on Wednesday. Echo Beto should then move over the western Atlantic later in the week. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 50 miles per hour, 85 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast, and Echo Beto is expected to become a hurricane by early Wednesday. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 105 miles, 165 kilometers, from the center. A wind gust to 65 miles per hour, 105 kilometers per hour, was recently reported on St. Barthélemy. The estimated minimum central pressure is 1003 millibar, 29.62 inches. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for Echo Beto can be found in the Tropical Cyclone discussion under AWPS header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miaticdat5.shtml. Rainfall. Tropical storm Eco Beto is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 4 to 6 inches over portions of the Leeward Islands from Guadeloupe to Dominica and across the U.S. and British Virgin Islands. Rainfall totals of 6 to 8 inches, with maximum amounts of 10 inches, are expected across southeastern Puerto Rico, with totals of 2 to 4 inches across northwestern Puerto Rico. For a complete depiction of forecast rainfall associated with Tropical Storm Eco Beto, please see the National Weather Service Storm Total Rainfall Graphic, available at hurricanes.gov/graphics_at5.shtml? Rain QPF. Wind. Tropical storm conditions are occurring over portions of the warning area in the Leeward Islands. Tropical storm conditions are expected to begin spreading over the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico later today and tonight. Hurricane conditions are also possible over the Virgin Islands, Vieques, and Culebra this evening into tonight. Storm surge. A storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 1 to 3 feet above ground level for the eastern coast of Puerto Rico from San Juan to Guayama, including the islands of Culebra and Vieques, and in the U.S. Virgin Islands, including St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix. A storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 1 to 3 feet above normal tide levels in the British Virgin Islands. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Surf. Swells generated by Eco Beto are affecting portions of the Leeward Islands and Virgin Islands and will spread westward to Puerto Rico later today. These swells will then reach the Dominican Republic tonight, the Turks and Caicos Islands and southeastern Bahamas on Wednesday, and Bermuda on Thursday. Next advisory. Next intermediate advisory at 2 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Next complete advisory at 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Dollar Dollar. Forecaster Berg.